Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3130. Happiness is all in your mind, by Paula Phelps with livehappy.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Happiness is all in your mind, by Paula Phelps with livehappy.com. Creativity may be your missing link to better well-being. While creativity was once considered the domain of artists, musicians, and writers, today we've expanded our understanding of how it applies to our lives. Whether we're talking a child into getting ready for school, substituting a missing ingredient in a favorite recipe, or working on a new business plan, creativity is about coming up with fresh, new ideas, then putting them into action. New research is disproving the old notion of the right brain as our creative center, while the left brain is analytical and logical. New studies show creativity engages the entire brain, with different regions working together during various stages of the creative process. In other words, all of us have a creative network just waiting to be activated. All human beings have a capacity to be creative, says Dr. Nancy Andreessen, PhD, a neuroscientist and psychiatrist. Quote, people who like to cook are being creative. It's not limited to producing great paintings or creating music or writing novels or making scientific discoveries. Some people enjoy gardening, learning to play a musical instrument. There are all kinds of things that people do that are creative, end quote. The positive feelings our brains generate during our creative pursuits puts us in a state of flow, during which we become completely immersed and in tune with what we are doing. This leads to a feeling of joy, not only while the task is being performed, but after it is completed. Quote, once those creative juices start flowing and you're no longer focusing on your own life or problems, you get into that flow state where you're working and the positive feelings are being reinforced. It's a great way to enhance your mood, says Shelley Carson, PhD, a Harvard psychologist and the author of Your Creative Brain. Whatever happened to the tortured artist? The idea of creativity feeding happiness and vice versa flies in the face of the long-held belief that pain and suffering are prerequisites for creative genius. Through the years, great creative minds seem to reinforce the argument with notables like Sylvia Plath, Emily Dickinson, Tchaikovsky, Vincent van Gogh, Ernest Hemingway, and others showing mood disorders. Nancy, a professor of psychiatry at the University of Iowa and winner of the National Medal of Science, conducted some of the first empirical studies on the links between creativity and depression and other mental illnesses. But despite the connection, Nancy found that 20% of the writers from the Iowa Writers Workshop she studied had what she described as big C creativity, what she calls an extraordinary example of creativity, like discovering something that leads to a Nobel Prize. They were just more well-balanced, or they were lucky, Nancy says. Quote, they tended to come from families that also did not have mental illness, end quote. Other studies done both with depressed and non-depressed subjects have shown that creativity enhances moods, which is why things like music therapy, art therapy, and dance therapy have proved successful. However, the myth of the tortured artist is strong enough that some resist getting help, fearing they'll lose their inspiration. Julia Cameron, author of more than 30 books, including The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity, has known artists who resisted exploring happiness because they were afraid of losing touch with their creativity. On the other hand, she's worked with people who are hesitant to explore their creative side for fear it will ruin their stable life. We have a certain mythology around creativity that simply is not correct, she says. Quote, we have been brought up to believe that artists are broke and tortured and crazy. When I say, let's become an artist, let's play, let's get in touch with our inner resources, people are frightened. They believe they can't be happy if they become an artist. But the opposite is true, end quote. Julia believes that all of us are artists, regardless of whether our medium is a kitchen stove, computer keyboard, blank canvas, or tool shed. Quote, artistic, creative people are solvent, they're happy. Just start working on your creativity and watch what it does for you, end quote. But the happiness effects of our creativity extend beyond us and can bring happiness to the people enjoying our work, Nancy says. Quote, if you're a creative cook, you can survey what's in your garden and what's in your refrigerator and spontaneously come up with a new combination of things that you then serve to your family, spouse, or whoever. That's very happiness generating, she says. Being creative and enjoying the effects of creativity doesn't mean you need to become a world-renowned chef, sculpt like Michelangelo, or write like Hemingway, or sing like Elvis. Being creative can be as simple as writing down your family history, making up silly songs, or taking an art class. It's never too late to discover your creativity, Shelley says. Quote, there are wonderful implications from exploring creativity, regardless of your age. You just listened to the post titled, Happiness is All in Your Mind by Paula Phelps with livehappy.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Thank you to Paula and the team at Live Happy. Creativity is a great way to tap into that state of flow mentioned in this article. It's something we hear about every once in a while on this show. It's that state where you're focusing on that one thing and then not planning for the future or stressing about it, and also not reminiscing about the past or reliving bad memories. I've used the example before of surfing, even though I've never done it and likely never will. You likely won't find someone riding a wave while thinking about what else they have to do that day. And this is true for many different things outside of surfing or even any sports or recreation for that matter. Some people find flow in music, their work even, possibly volunteering, or like we heard today, creativity. And that state of flow can unlock us from a negative mindset because we're not dwelling on it. A great tool to enhance your mood. So see if there's an area of life where you can add some creativity even in your work. For example, programming is often about creative problem solving. Even data entry could become more creative if you're looking for ways to speed it up. Who knows? Maybe a light bulb will go off if we start thinking creatively. So have a nice and creative day. Thank you for being here and listening to me and for subscribing or following the show. And I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.